BLM affiliate tells white folks it's time to pay reparations in Juneteenth message. By Simon Kent on June 20, 2025. A Black Lives Matter, BLM, nonprofit affiliate told white folks the time has come Thursday to make good on monetary reparations and enhance its dwindling finances. The Daily Caller first reported Black Lives Matter grassroots issued a series of demands for assistance to our people and to hold white Americans accountable in a press release marking Juneteenth. Juneteenth events have been scaled back this year due to funding shortfalls as companies and municipalities across the country reconsider their support for diversity, equity and inclusion initiatives, as AP reported. The press release defied that dwindling interest and was headlined "Juneteenth is our Black Jubilee." It stated, "White folks, it's time to pay reparations. Commit yourselves to real reparations policies that hold accountable the government, white supremacist capitalism, and white people, who continue to benefit from our generations of stolen labor. Slide your black friends some Benjamins. Make a check out to black liberation organizations, like BLM Grassroots. Don't have money? Wash your neighbor's car. Watch her kids. Give him a ride. Sweep their front stoop. Do not ask to come to the cookout." The Daily Caller report notes a May poll from Pew Research Center showed most American adults thought an increased focus on race driven by the BLM movement brought no meaningful benefits for black people in the time since George Floyd's death in 2020. Moreover, Washington, D.C., demolition crews tore down Black Lives Matter Plaza in April despite the district's mayor previously calling the display a permanent symbol. The street on Black Lives Plaza, renamed from Liberty Plaza by D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser in 2020 as riots following George Floyd's death paralyzed the city, served as a divisive partisan message during the 2020 campaign season. BLM bye-bye. Black Lives Matter street mural removed from street near White House. Representative Andrew Clyde, RGA, the congressman who sparked its removal, made his opinion clear during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily, also calling it divisive. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.